From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley says he will not seek re-election next year. The 68-year-old Daley has been mayor since 1989, following a special election after the death of Mayor Harold Washington. Daley's father, Richard J. Daley, died at age 74 of a heart attack while still in office. We have more from NPR's David Shaper.
Family is very important to Mayor Richard M. Daley, as it was to Mayor Richard J. Daley. He has said to close friends, to confidants, and to others for a long time that he did not want to be mayor for life, that he did not want to stay in office. And I think in the background, he must have been thinking that he did not want the job to kill him. He did not want to die in office the way his father did after 21 years in that same office, in that same chair.
NPR's David Shaper. Reporting from Chicago. Hermine, barely a tropical storm, is drenching south and central Texas with copious rains, but causing very little damage. NPR's John Burnett covering the storm.
I'm standing here in central Austin under an umbrella where I can look up and see classic gray tropical cyclone clouds rotating counterclockwise and still feel the gusty wind. Hermine is about to lose her name and be demoted to a lowly tropical depression. The unexpected storm made landfall in northeastern Mexico late last night and rolled across the Rio Grande into Texas. The storm system is expected to continue its north-northwesterly course all the way into Oklahoma and Kansas. Hermine watered the rich citrus fields and huge pastures of historic ranches in South Texas, but no significant flooding has been reported. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Hewlett-Packard is suing its former chief executive, Mark Hurd, to stop him from working for HP's competitor, Oracle. HP argues Hurd could divulge trade secrets. A general strike hobbled public transport and slowed down business in France today. And Eleanor Beardsley reports there were large turnouts for demonstrations across the country to protest President Nicolas Sarkozy's pension reform plans.
Chanting, Sarko, if you only knew what we'll do with your reform. Tens of thousands of people marched down Paris's boulevards most of the afternoon. People here say Sarkozy's reform is unfair because it would raise the retirement age from 60 to 62 for everyone, even those who start work as young as 16. Katia Tournois, who works at the Banque de France, says there are other ways to save the French pension system.
We just want a fair reform where when you have worked for sufficiently long, you can get a decent pension.
French unions are hoping the demonstrations across the country will send a message the French government cannot ignore, but Sarkozy has said he will not back down on raising the retirement age. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Dow's down more than 100 points at last check at 10,341. This is NPR. The pastor of a Florida church says his congregation still plans to burn copies of the Quran on the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks as a message that Americans will not fear Islamist extremists. Today, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said American lives could be endangered.
That type of activity is being transmitted back to places like Afghanistan, where General Petraeus obviously is our lead commander. As he said, it puts our troops in harm's way.
Yesterday, several hundred people protested in Kabul and chanted, "Death to America." Two American soldiers have been killed in Iraq. In a statement, the military says the troops were gunned down by someone wearing an Iraqi army uniform. They were the first U.S. military deaths since President Obama ended combat operations in that country. The recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors were announced this morning in Washington. NPR's Netta Ulaby has details.
The Kennedy Center has apparently made up with Paul McCartney. He was selected before in 2002, but made Kennedy Center history by declining to attend the ceremony in favor of a family wedding. McCartney will be honored this year alongside Broadway composer Jerry Herman, who knocked the Beatles off the top of the pop charts in 1964 with a tune from a musical.
Well, hello.
Look who's here.
Dolly.
Herman also composed the musical scores for Mame and La Cage aux Folles. Other honorees include the dancer-choreographer Bill T. Jones, TV host Oprah Winfrey, and the original Okie from Muskogee, country star Merle Haggard.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
The honors will be broadcast on December 28th. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR.